from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was all a dream. No, this is real life. This is reality. You're now listening to The Fan and KM to AM and Keith McPherson. I'm right here. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to it. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about the Mets and the Yankees, and we're going to get into Daniel Jones, Joe Shane, Hard Knocks, the Giants, some of my takes and thoughts on this Giants team, and then the Jets, and then later in the night we'll do my Casamigos big shot at 11, and then it'll be open mic hour to close the show, where we'll talk about anything and everything. If you want to talk about, I don't know, Jalen Brunson throwing out first pitch, we can do that. If you want to talk about Team USA in the Olympics, we can do that. But back to the Yankee fans that are calling in. I'll say this. Let's talk deadline. Let's talk solutions. Let's talk what needs to change in the lineup. Let's talk who you're willing to part ways with. Maybe even some targets. I thought it was crazy. I saw Garrett Crochet says he's not going to pitch in the playoffs without an extension. So as we're looking at players holding out in the NFL, players being put on the didn't show up list, from Hassan Reddick to Trent Grisham to CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Crochet says he has some conditions for teams wanting to trade for him. He's told contenders he wants a contract extension in order to pitch in the playoffs. So if you're going to trade with the White Sox for him, you got to be willing to pay the man, or he's just going to hold out. He's just not going to show up. He doesn't care. He's in Chicago. He's in the South Side of Chicago right now. He does not care. Frank is in Ossining, New York. Frank, you got it.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. Thanks for making it.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? I'm on my cell phone. I'm in my man cave, my basement here. Just let me start out to tell you, I'm a Vietnam veteran, so just to let you know how old I am. And I've listened to you since you came on WFAN, and you're nothing but a gentleman. You're a great guy. You're a family man, and I don't think you need to. You know, everybody's too sensitive today. I mean, the things I called people, the things that I heard over, you know, that got called back to me, the names that I've heard over the years. You know, everybody's got to get over themselves, you know. And I just wanted to call to tell you that I like your work, and I'm a Yankee fan too. Going back to Mickey Mantle, he was my childhood idol, and just keep up the good work. I mean, some of the hosts over the years have called people morons and idiots and hung up on them and everything, and you never do that. Okay, so you just keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir.
And I like your work, and you have a great personality, and God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Frank. You got it.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
888-808-1019. Yankee fans on the line. Let's see what they're talking. Bruce in Flushing. I know he's got some ideas. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. I have some recommendations what to do. But first thing, I read something online today that got me very upset. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, the Yankees have Dominguez is on the table. Now, are they crazy or what?
I was talking to one of my boys about this. At this young age, Yankee fans are starting to think that this kid is injury prone and that we should get rid of him now. And I'm like, yo, injuries are going to happen. What if these are the only two injuries he has for 10 years? the little bit that we saw of him as a power hitting switch hitter that can patrol center field, don't you want to see him grow and become more? He's the number one guy for a reason. When they went to get him at 17, this guy's built like a running back. I just think he's untouchable at this point. When you're looking at this Yankee lineup and they can't hit, don't you want to see that kid in the lineup this year?
Most definitely. And it's bad enough if I have to trade Spencer Jones, which I don't want to do, but I might do under the right circumstances. There is no way am I trading Dominguez. No way. And especially for a team that has so many positions in trouble, you don't give away a 10-year possible superstar. No way.
That's you and I are in lockstep on that. I think there are ways that they can improve this team without giving up Dominguez and Spencer Jones. I think every conversation that Cashman has had started with those two guys, but Cashman is not having beginning of conversations at this point. We're 5 days away. The guys that he's targeting and trading with, they've been going back and forth and crunching numbers and figuring out trades for these last couple weeks. And I think, yeah, when you pick up the phone, it's, hey, what about Dominguez? What about Spencer Jones? And it's a no. It should be a no.
The only way I might consider trading Spencer Jones is a deal that I have cooking. Now, first of all, did you hear about Miller today?
It's in my notes that Mason Miller got hurt today. Yes, he fractured his left pinky punching a padded table in the training room. And my,
right.
Come on.
So I don't know. I was watching baseball tonight. Not baseball tonight. MLB. And they were saying he probably can still pitch with that, even though he went on the IL. But
he can still be traded in 5 days and come back and pitch sometime in August. Yeah.
Well, okay. So this is a trade I would consider trading Spencer Jones. I get Miller and I get Rooker, and I would if I get those two guys, then I would trade Jones, Will Warren, and a couple of the younger kids, Arias, who's in lower A level, and some other another lower A guy. Like they have this kid, Villar, who's number one draft pick, where they paid $4 million in international signing thing.
Yeah, now we're talking. I mean, now, like, I think I was listening to C-Mac one night where he was saying, no, you're going to have to trade Spencer Jones, but he's like, if I trade Spencer Jones, I want a bat in return. I want an offensive player in return, not an arm. Like, I want somebody that's ready to go right now, because in theory, Spencer Jones could be ready to go next year or later this year. You want to get something back in the same
regard. And also, this kid, Rooker, is 28 years old. I believe he's 28. And you have him for 4 or 5 years. So, why not? If I have to give up Jones, I'll do that. Second, I need a third baseman. I need to get the kid from California, and he just came off the IL, so I want to make sure he's healthy. Or,
who are we talking about? Luis Renjifo? Who are we talking about from California? Renjifo?
Renjifo. And he just came back, I think, yesterday off the IL, so I want to make sure he's healthy. But if I can't get him, then I would get a Chapman, third baseman. Now, he's not the ideal guy, but he has a great glove, power hitter. I know he had an off year last year, and he had a slow start this year, but he's been picking it up. Now, I would trade for, again, giving up prospects, I would go trade for Chisholm from Miami and Tanner Scott. And then once I got Chisholm, I would trade Torres to teams who need him.
Bruce, I knew you were coming through with solutions, and now we're talking. I just was telling someone today, I'm not sure Gleyber Torres survives this deadline.
No, he should. Seattle is so desperate for hitting, and they're in such a slide, and they've always liked Torres. So if you get Chisholm, I'm pretty sure you can get rid of Torres, and the only thing I would want would be a kid or two, in return. I wouldn't be asking for major stuff. Now, if I can get a pitcher from them, fine, but just get him off the team. Besides hitting, you need to change the attitude of this team.
Yep.
And getting rid of Torres is a huge step.
I'm right there with you. Great call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. So, obviously, we're familiar with trading with the Oakland Athletics, Sacramento Athletics, Las Vegas Athletics. I think a deal can get done there for Mason Miller, for Rooker, potentially. I guess I'd give up on Spencer Jones if that's the case, because, you know, you just get Rooker, who's obviously already proven can hit. And then hitting up the Miami Marlins. I know Kim Ng is not over there anymore, but the Yankees have obviously been on the phone with the Miami Marlins in the past. They should have traded Gleyber Torres for Pablo Lopez, whenever that was. So, Tanner Scott, Jazz Chisholm. Imagine pulling off a trade with the Athletics and the Marlins to get an outfield bat in Rooker, a closer in Mason Miller. Good night. Tanner Scott that you can pull out of the bullpen. I mean, just, it's ridiculous to think that that would actually happen, but imagine. Some of that could happen. Some of that could happen. Call me up. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to imagine. We're supposed to hope week. We're supposed to think about, hey, what can we do? Gleyber Torres to me, and people kept hitting me saying, yo, stop making Gleyber Torres the scapegoat. You can't make Gleyber Torres the scapegoat. But what I'm saying is you have passed time and time again on trading this guy since 2019. Now here comes your last opportunity to trade him. I don't know what you're going to get for him, but they need a shakeup in that clubhouse. They need something that's going to shake the room, that's going to actually rock some guys. I know they shook the room and rocked guys when they got rid of Gio Urshela and Gary Sanchez. What did that do? I don't think it made them better. Now shake the room again. Take Gleyber Torres out of there and like stop going through the motions with it. I wasn't scapegoating Gleyber Torres by saying I don't want him here in October. I'm sharing with you my fears. You know, I went to the game Sunday. I saw that play where he was going to the right. And I know it's a tough play to stop your feet and try and make, but at least try and like stop your momentum and throw to first. Don't flip it to Volpe like there was a runner going to second. I'm like, I've never seen that before. You were trying to get the assist. That's like Reggie Bush with the lateral. Like, why are you doing that? And then there was a hard hit ball to him, but you play second base. They tried to make you our shortstop. There was a hard hit ball to his left. It hit his glove. He just misplayed it. Wake up. Get your glove down. We need a sense of urgency, man. We need these guys to be accountable. We need these guys to just snap back into it. I don't know what it's going to take. Let's go to Edwin and T-Neck on the Fan. What's up, Edwin?
Yo, what's up, Keith? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Oh, nice. Hey, they just need a boys' night out, man. That's all. It's that simple.
This
team is too good. Huh?
They're out in Boston. They need to go out tonight in Boston?
Anywhere. They just need a boys' night out. Well, they're in Boston. They could have Verdugo show them the town, man. And
you know what? Remember they had the homecoming dinner?
You don't think they're kind of uptight right now?
They definitely are. And Nick and I, my producer, were just talking about it during the break. I'll share what he said in a minute. I'll have him come in. But remember they had the homecoming dinner and Verdugo wore the top hat and they were telling him, like, yeah, we don't wear these top hats. And he threw it in the crowd and they all got dressed up. And, you know, Juan Soto had the highest bid for his painting. And, like, man, times were great when those guys were showing up for that. That was the weekend that I called two games, actually. That was a great time. I had a blast calling those games in mid-May, and I think it was that Sunday night, and I think that's also why Susan was off. She was getting ready for the homecoming dinner. Everything was great in the middle of May.
I think they need you back. That's it.
Hey, Nick and Nick.
That's what I'm saying. They need to take a break, man, and just let it go for a minute and then snap back into it.
They just had the All-Star break. I don't. There are no breaks.
Yeah,
now
but I don't think that's good enough, man. They need to go to a strip club or something like that.
Yeah. It's always the strip club. It's always they got to go to the booty club, get some drinks, see some random girls.
I don't think there's anything good in Boston. I don't know. Maybe you know.
Maybe.
You know, it's not like Atlanta. So
it's definitely not like Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta next month. I know I've referenced my former job as a DJ in the Gentleman's Club on air. So some people, if you know, shout out to Centerfolds on the Asbury
Show.
What
was that like, by the way?
Amazing.
I can imagine.
Cash. And a bunch of other things. I'm going back to what we were talking about when we were saying how, like, Yo, the vibes couldn't be any more different between the Mets and the Yankees. Like, as I pointed out all these cool things with the Mets, the coolest thing is that they're having fun. They're hanging out of the dugout. They're talking to the fans. They got the OMG sign. The Yankees will never have a prop to celebrate home runs. Too corporate, too buttoned up. Can't do that. The Yankees can't have beards. So these guys got to, like, Gleyber Torres got to color his hair blonde. He can't grow a beard. He can't have long hair. There was a rumor today that the Yankees and Mariners are pursuing Jonathan India. And I put on Twitter, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember when the Yankees and Mariners were trying to make a trade for Luis Castillo. And I remember running into Luis Castillo in L.A., and he's got these long locks down his back. And I'm wearing full Yankee pinstripes, and my locks were nowhere near as long as his, but we talked about it. I'm like, you want to keep your hair, right? And he's like, oh, I don't know, Yankee, you know. Hey, but I'm like, you want to keep your hair. The Mariners traded for him. He got to keep his hair. Jonathan India's got the flow. He's got the beard. He's got the goatee. Like, I can't even see him.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognize him, honestly.
I can't even imagine him as a Yankee. He probably doesn't want to get traded over here. And I know they have no say, but I'll say this. They got to get back to enjoying their jobs. They're pressing. The world is collapsing on them. And in Yankee Stadium, which I'm glad they're getting away, in Yankee Stadium, the fans are not taking it easy on them. And you know what? I took it back. I was saying, you know, booing the Yankees is lame, but they've been so bad. I understand you guys' frustration and you boo. I don't do it. I've never gone to the stadium to boo a Yankee. I've told you 1,000 times I boo opposing teams and umpires. I've never booed the Yankees, but I understand, like, the fan base is fed up right now. They're not even booing the team. They're booing so Hal and Cash can hear them upstairs.
But I haven't heard, like, well, have you, well, I haven't been there recently, but have you heard, like, the Fire Cashman chants again? Is that, or Fire Boone? Like,
no,
is that,
and I don't,
are they starting that up again or no?
That was last year, because last year was just horrendous, atrocious. It was despicable what they were. We're not there. You can't start that with a second place team 2 games out with 60 wins.
Man, I want to be surprised the way we hear some of our fellow Yankee fans.
Hey, if they keep trending in this way, that's what I'm saying. They need to fix this, not now, but right now. There needs to be an urgency right now. No more stupid lineups. Make trades. It's the trade deadline. You don't have to wait till the 30th. You don't have to wait till pencil's down, but we know Cashman's style is to, you know, roll these things out. Buzzer beaters. I think he puts pressure on other GMs the day of, see if they flinch. But, man, they need help right now.
And they're just so inconsistent. Like, they win 1 or 2 games, then they'll lose 2 or 3 games again. But, like, I'm not going to take them seriously again until they win at least 3 or 4 games in a row.
Give me a winning streak. Give me a W3, W4, W5.
When was the last time they won 3 games in a row? I think the longest recent winning streak they had has been, like, 2 games.
I mean,
I don't think they've won, like, 3 games in...
We celebrated,
really long time.
We celebrated them winning back to. They didn't win back to back games from June 11th and 12th till what just happened in Camden Yards, July 13th and 14th. They went a full month without being able to win back to back games. We celebrated those 2 wins against the Orioles, who had just got swept by the Cubs, like they were back, and then they absolutely folded in the 9th inning on the Sunday game on Roku Channel with Matt Vasgersian calling. 888-808-1019. Let's take another call before we get to this break. Ryan is in Hazlitt. What's up, Ryan? You're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's going on, boss?
Watching this Mets game, which is really good right now. We might be going to extras.
Yeah. You know, one thing before I talk about the Yankees trading, you know, like you were talking about the old days in centerfolds, you know, like now Crystal coming up, paying for her medical bills. Forget it on stage.
I could never say that on the microphone. That'll get you fired. You can't say that.
From the kids at batting practice. They're all Peter Pans, bro. You know, let them hate. More hate you get, the better you are.
It's all good. I say I appreciate everybody every single night, and I do. Anybody that pays attention to me, that calls the show, that writes about me, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, I got anybody from JMU's back, you know? So about the Yankees, the biggest thing that I feel that when we're talking about all these guys, you know, we're going to get this guy, this guy's on the table. If you take a look at, like, matches of, you know, teams that actually match well of what they have available to what we need, there's really 2 or 3 teams. You have Detroit, you know, you could probably get somebody like Flaherty, who's on that, like, 1-year deal. And you can probably, I don't want to say it, like Gio Urshela to come back to play a little third base.
I know.
You got them.
Everybody keeps talking about Gio, no more second tours.
I know. But then also you talk about the what do you call Miami. You know, you can deal with Roker, then you can get with Jazz. And then the other team that could be something where you can get a pitcher and possibly a good fielder out of it, or a closer that can help you get deeper, is the Texas Rangers. Because they have those prospects that are coming up that are literally top five, top six prospects.
Are we sure they're 100% sellers?
I mean, you could talk about it. You know, it's all going to happen
by
the end of the week.
They're 2.5 games out of first place. They won a World Series last year. They might decide, hey, we're going for it like we did at the deadline last year.
They also spent $800 million on players to win a World Series. And you know how things work.
I wish we could do the same.
It's going to be interesting. I think personally, the Yankees are going to go with more supplemental depth than getting impact people, unless it's a bat. And if you take a look at the Yankees draft, the Yankees drafted a whole bunch of pitchers. So I think they're going to try to unload a lot of their pitching prospects to be able to entice a bat going forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe. You might be on some. You might be right with that.
Yeah. All right, man. You have yourself a great night, all right?
You're the man, Ryan. Go Dukes. Yeah. That's Ryan. JMU baseball, JMU football on the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York. This is KM to AM. We're halfway through. The Mets are in the top of the ninth year. What about a walk-off? I mean, that would... I was saying maybe we go extras. What about a Mets walk-off? Talk about the city being up for grabs. Mets world, we're just living in it. If they're able to walk off the Braves, there's a play under review right now. We'll get back to it. Call the show. Yankee fans, call the show. Because, you know, we'll go with the rest of the Yankees' trade deadline options, what they need to do, and how they need to break out of this for the next hour till 10. And then I really want to start bringing in some of the football conversation around the Jets and the Giants. And then 11 we'll have at it, and the Mets game will be over, so Mets fans will come in and weigh in on what happens against the Braves. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be back right after this. Yeah. Here we go. It's the Fan in New York. The nighttime guy, Keith McPherson on the Fan. In the bottom of the ninth, one out. Francisco Lindor steps to the plate. A packed house in Citi Field as the Mets fans are waiting to see if the Mets can walk off the Braves in game one of this four-game set after sweeping the New York Yankees. I'm waiting to get the attendance. I'm waiting to see how many Mets fans actually showed up to Citi Field tonight because the vibes are right. Shout out to my guy Dwayne from Union that called earlier. I remember seeing the pictures of him at Citi Field, and people were talking about how the upper deck was completely open and there wasn't enough fans there. I don't think they're having that problem right now. Steve Cohen and David Stearns are like, I love it when a plan comes together. Business is booming. 888-808-1019. Business is not booming for the Yankees. Of course it is. What am I saying? That was a sellout last night. That was the most people that have been in Yankee Stadium all year. Thanks, Mets. Thanks, Mets fans. They enjoyed that. They over-enjoyed that. Singing Frank Sinatra on the way out. Kings of New York. How do we fix this? How do we change this right now? How does this end? I like watching baseball. I don't like watching the Yankees right now. It's been going on for 2 months. It affects my mood. It affects how I just go about my day because I can't get it out of my head. Yankee fans, call me up and tell me what needs to change right now. Dominic is in East Rochester. What's up, Dom? You're back.
Keith McPherson, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I in April and May, I didn't think that I'd have to say this, Keith, but it ain't working, Keith.
It's certainly not working, Dom.
This is not working. Listen, Keith, I know, Firebone, Fire Cashman, yada, yada, yada. Listen, I don't expect anybody to remember, but I did not want Boone from the day he was hired because he had no experience. Christ, he didn't even manage Little League, for crying out loud. He had no experience. You know, it was all on-the-job training. And also, I don't like the buddy-buddy stuff with the players. I know you can't discipline them anymore, but he's over the top with the buddy-buddy. That being said, Keith, I'm actually going to lean towards defending him a little bit. In my opinion, these lineups against the Mets, with his pedigree and the fact that he played and his knowledge of the game, there is no way in the world
zero
that he would have made up those lineups.
Zero. You can't sell me on it. That was a collaborative effort and an absolute joke. And I think that they underestimated the Mets and tried to sneak one by them.
And unfortunately, he's stuck in a situation. He's probably going to be a good manager someplace, but it ain't going to be here.
I mean, he's a good manager if you look at the winning percentage and the numbers. But for the New York Yankees, it's not good enough. For the Yankee fans, it's not working.
Yeah, I want trophies. I want rings. But here's the thing, Keith. Here's where I'm going. And this is going to be old news. I know it. But the problem is Cashman. The problem is the constitution of the team. The Boone can only work with what he's given. And, you know, Cashman, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I don't know the guy. I can't say I hate the guy. I don't know the guy. I'll never meet the guy. But what he has done the last few years, we are clearly a mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a terrible evaluator of pitching, in my opinion. He must get help from a million scouts that they have, but he must not pay attention to them. So the bottom line is this, you know, maybe they'll fire Boone. I mean, if this goes on, they'll fire Boone because that's what happens. But really, the game has passed Cashman by. Hey, Keith, they were making fun of this GM of the Mets when he came on board. Because it was going to be, he was going to run it just like Milwaukee. Yeah,
small market.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was going to be small market. Yeah.
Hey, Keith, they've taken over the biggest market. They're the kings in the biggest market.
I watched those games. How would you like to have that lineup?
Look at how many, I'm watching this game right now. It's a tight game, but I got faith that the Mets will win, and I'm looking at how many seats are open. None. It's a packed house.
His name escapes me. What's the GM's name?
David Stearns.
David Stern. Yep. And wasn't there a basketball guy named Stern, I think?
David Stern, rest in peace, the former commissioner before Adam Silver.
Yeah, I thought so. I was confused there. But he's left Cashman in the dust. Really, he has left Cashman in the dust.
I don't want to make it finite. Thanks for the call, Dom. He hasn't left anyone in the dust. Golf clap for him, but it's July 25th. And there will be no firing of Aaron Boone. There will be a not renewing his contract. His contract will expire. And I know it sounds bad. It looks bad. It feels bad. But we've got it all right in front of us. It just sucks to keep hearing that. 888-808-1019. The Yankees have a deadline coming up. They have games coming up. They have guys coming back. The solution is health, and the solution is going for it at the trade deadline, not like you're a team with 60 wins, not like you're a team that's only a couple games out of first place, going for it like you're desperately trying to make the postseason as a wild card, stacking the deck. Don't act like you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Act like you don't. Sean is out on Long Island. What's up, Sean? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? I got a solution. I'm going to tell you what's going on with this Yankee team, and it starts with Boone. Not saying he's a bad coach, but he has to hold guys accountable. You know, he got to tell them they got to hustle. He's up here like he's babysitting. Like, this is literally, you know, like everybody got to play. You got to play your best guys. You play to win. You know, everybody don't have to play. Like, he punished guys for hitting a home run. Stan hits a home run, and he sits him down the next game. Oh, he needs a rest. Why does Stan need a rest? The guy's going to get hurt in the next 10 games, so you might as well play the guy the next 10 games, and when he gets hurt, you sit him down.
Yeah, the now rest got, thing now, hold on. It's
right, the rest thing, the lineup, oh, Ben Rice can't hit lefties. So what are you going to do? This is our future first baseman, so when we get to the playoffs, you're going to sit him down because Quintana's pitching in the playoffs because he can't hit a lefty. And now you got Spencer Jones. You're gonna bring him up. You're gonna say the same thing. Oh, I'm gonna put Jamahi Jones in.
No, you
for him
just can't believe
can't
that. I don't believe that they played the matchups. Thanks for the call, Sean. I can speak on that again. Like, I was listening to Evan talking about, oh, Jamahi Jones is a 350 hitter. Small sample sizes. Jamahi Jones. Don't you ever put a DH in the nine spot, and then the next time we see him, he's leading off as a DH. Like, what? I'm like, am I in a bizarro world? Jamahi Jones is supposed to be pinch running for Stan. Stan is hurt. And like the whole, oh, they're playing the matchup with J.D. Davis. No, they're not. They die hard on what, folks? If you've been listening to me long enough, they will die hard on their trades and contracts. So when you see guys that they traded for, like J.D. Davis, that's why they're playing. Doesn't matter if they only gave up something for him, you know, some small for him, insignificant for him. He's here. We traded for him. Play him. Play him and hope that he breaks through. Hope week continues. And same with the contracts. DJ LeMahieu, why is he playing so much? He's under contract for $15 million. Next year and the year after, they're going to play him in hopes that he finds it and somehow magically turns into DJ LeMahieu from 2019-2020. Ooh, something's going on here with this Mets game. So we're in extra innings now. And I'm obviously locked in on my Yankees notes and my Yankees thoughts and the Yankees calls. But obviously, you know, Manfred's man on second. I guess that was Jarred Kelenic. It got a little heated here. It should. Mendoza, one of the first guys out. If you're not watching this Mets game, like, this is entertaining. I'm not going to hold you. Like, watching the Mets, this is a different version of the Mets. This is a different feel. Oh, I see. Ramon Laureano looked like he was trying to steal home, and he put a shoulder down into Francisco Alvarez that's, like, spun him. Did a 180. Looked like a football play. I don't think he meant to do it, but Francisco Alvarez with the best tattoo on his throat, he didn't take too kindly to, hey, what's up, bro? He literally just got up to check him and looked like they're about to start fighting a little bit. See, you know, the Mets fans go to Yankee Stadium, start brawling. Now the Mets want to fight the Braves. Hey, can't we all just get along? Let's go to West Orange. Ari, you're on the fan. What you got for us?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Thanks for taking a call. Appreciate it. Nice to talk to you again. You know, Keith, before I get into my main point about accountability, just want to caution everybody else caught up about Yankee trades. So if you remember in 2022, when they obviously had the best record in American League, we do remember the trade deadline there. They traded four prospects to, you know, for Frankie Montas, instead of Luis Castillo. Didn't exactly work out that well, obviously. Yeah. And then if you also remember, the other trade they made was Jordan Montgomery, very useful starting pitcher. He only won the World Series last year. They traded him for a guy who was hurt in Harrison Bader. So that was 2022. Last year, if you remember,
and
the trade deadline.
Benintendi, but he got hit by a pitch, and that ended his season.
There was that as well, exactly. And then last year, if you remember, the trade deadline, we were all calling over the fans saying, oh, the Yankees should sell, the Yankees should buy, the Yankees this, the Yankees that. And then they did nothing. They did, like, the worst possible thing at the deadline.
Keenan Middleton.
Right, that was it. So, you know, I just have no confidence whatsoever that anything's going to get done. I think the Yankees are going to play the forward. I think they're going to make a move, and I think they're going to play the card of what you just said. Oh, we're getting guys healthy. We're getting Stanton. Who's going to get hurt again, obviously? Or we're getting this guy back. And, you know, we all know how this is going to shake out. And my main point, Keith, is about accountability. Look, I go back to the Yankees from George Steinbrenner's days, and I know he's been gone a long time, and things have changed in ownership, and that's all well and good. But I do want to play this card because, Keith, I got to tell you, if George was still here and he was running this team, there is no way that what happened last night would just be brushed off like, oh, it's a bad game, let's move on. Cashman and Boone would have been in the office to this morning with an off day and fired. And
what's the point of that? What's the point of doing that? Like if I was 6'4", 230, I might have went and played in the ACC. We'll never know. Like, what's the point of doing that?
I know. Yeah, and you're right. I get that. A move like that.
We've got to focus on who we have and what we have. This is the Cashman and Boone regime. It's been for the last seven years. They're not going anywhere. They have to fix it.
Exactly. And I agree. But I think that's part and parcel to the problem that, like you just said, it's been going on now for 7 years. With Cashman, it's been going on since 1998. I mean, almost 30 years. You know, they had a chance after 2021 when they lost the wild card game to the Red Sox. That was their chance to do a reset button because Boone was a free agent and Cashman only had a year left on the contract. Instead, they brought Boone back. And then once they brought Boone back, you know that we knew that Cashman was gonna be there. And look, again, like I just said, I know a move like that is, it's just about holding some people accountable. And you reference it, and that translates also to the players. And that's also part of the problem, too, because the players know there's no accountability. You know, for him to say DJ LeMahieu has earned the right to come out of this, is he like what is this? This is a business. Look at how the guy's playing, Keith. I mean, he is who he is. He's
matter. The best players play. Right. The most athletic players play. You produce or you don't. Thanks for the call, Ari. I hear you, bro. I literally get it. Right? Yankee fans are down on this team and looking at this trade deadline because they're looking at trade deadlines past. They're looking at trade deadlines where we got Joey Gallo. They're looking at trade deadlines where Harrison Bader came here in a walking boot. But I can't do that. I can't look at the past. It has nothing to do with what is coming up in the near future. It has nothing to do with it. And like, I get it. In cash we trust, that has gone up in smoke over the last couple years, but you have no choice as a Yankee fan but to trust that Brian Cashman will try to fix this. Do or do not, there is no try. He has to fix this. And Aaron Boone has to fix this. And what you hear in the media, I stopped listening to post game. I don't listen to post game because you're not going to get anything different. What Boone is not going to throw his guys under a bus. It is the same thing all the time because it has to be that way. And it's going to drive you mad. Stop listening to the postgame expecting to hear something different. And even when he does give you a little bit of emotion, whatever, they're pissed off. What I listen to is the WFAN postgame show. And Susan will give it to you straight. She said, yeah, there's frustration. They're mad outside of this clubhouse, inside of this clubhouse. Like, this team is upset. Okay, well, get away from Yankee Stadium and take that anger out on the Red Sox. Give yourself a little space from the Red Sox. Maybe the Baltimore Orioles will continue to struggle. And Brian Cashman needs to have his magnum opus. How much have I said that? This needs to be his greatest trade deadline ever. There needs to be a hall of players, a hall of talent, without giving up your most talented prospects. I don't know how he pulls it off. 888-808-1019. And we're back. A little 50 Cent repping Queens. They're partying in Queens right now. That's a walk-off win. So, I mean, if you're not watching the game, I'll set the scene for you. Manfred's man on second, extra innings. Mets win it in 10, 3-2, and it was just dramatic. And I just feel like the baseball gods are with them right now. That's a four-game win streak. The play I was talking about before, when I was like, yo, something's going on. Oh, Ramon Laureano ran into Francisco Alvarez, gave him a shoulder, gave him a bump, spun him around. Kind of symbolic now. Because Ramon Laureano technically just lost the game for him. he was there. He ran to make the play. He was there and overran it. So ball gets hit to right field. It's Ramon Laureano's play to make. And he can't get there. Well, he gets there and he can't get the ball. Just the way that game just ended, right? I can imagine how much energy and how much of a celebration was spent, you know, last night in Yankee Stadium, putting 12 up on the Yankees. It's tough to come right back and, find a way to win. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't believe in the Mets, I don't know what you need to see. They're gritty. They're tough. They fight. They just find a way to win right now. And the way that game ended, it was symbolic. Jeff McNeil, again, you want to get rid of Jeff McNeil, right? You want to trade Jeff McNeil for Gleyber Torres. Jeff McNeil sucks. Well, the same way I was talking about, I got a lot of respect for Daniel Jones. I've got a lot of respect for Jeff McNeil. He got benched. He put in the work. He watched the guy come in and play his position, become a pop star, superstar, fan base embrace him. Oh, my God, get rid of Jeff McNeil. There it is. They're playing it right now in the clubhouse. That fly ball that Jeff McNeil hits to right field scores Jose Iglesias, and the Mets win. I just feel like that was a symbolic win. The bump of Francisco Alvarez by Ramon Laureano, and then, you know, not a benches clearing thing, but Mendoza going out there, guys going, hey, trying to stop a potential fight. And then they get the outs they need. Phil Maton, what's up? Can we talk about the Mets bullpen? I've been saying this for weeks, but I know you don't want to hear it from me. The Mets bullpen isn't the problem that it was before. They have a circle of trust. Like Jose Buto goes out there, gives you three shutout innings, strikes out four guys. Edwin Diaz comes in and does his job. Phil Maton comes in and does his job. And you know what? Ramon Laureano couldn't do his job. That's game. Mets win. And it's a party as you're trying to take at least two more games out of three from the Braves. And as I'm trying to refresh these standings, I just know because they won that last game in Miami. They won these last two in the Bronx, and they just won this first one. That's another winning streak for the Make It Happen Mets. That's W4. They're 54-48. They're 10 games out of first place. They're in the wild card, only a half game back in the wild card. What else do you need? You need the other shoe to drop. I know there's still probably 30% of Mets fans that are going to call the station in this last 2 hours and be like, nope, not good enough. There was a lot of guys swinging and missing tonight, Keith. And when you look at some of these at-bats, I mean, I know Iglesias is great with the song and all, but, I mean, he was 0-for. He struck out in the ninth inning. And what happened to Mark Vientos tonight, Keith? Is Mark Vientos reverting back to 2023 Vientos? He had three strikeouts. And yeah, just when we think Pete Alonso has come along, what did Pete do tonight? JD Martinez, is his foot still hurting from the different cleats he wore? Three strikeouts tonight for him. You know what? You tip your cap to a guy like Chris Sale. Still doing it. But ultimately, the Mets win. They find a way to win. In the ninth inning, Jeff McNeil, the flying squirrel. What a week for Jeff McNeil. Highlights. What a week for Jeff McNeil coming back from the All-Star break and getting to be the guy. As you watch these Mets highlights, Jeff McNeil just keeps popping up. 888-808-1019. I've got 2 hours left. We're going to take these calls from the rest of the Yankee fans. Incoming. Here come the Mets fans to talk about the walk-off win. When was the last Mets walk-off win? I don't know, probably JD Martinez homer. Listen, we've got some football to do still. I do want to talk about the Jets training camp. If you can go, go. I do want to talk about the Giants training camp. It's not going to move the needle as much as what to do to fix the Yankees and believing in these Mets, but we'll get there. 2 hours left in my show, 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be back after this quick timeout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listening to the post game, expecting to hear something different. And even when he does give you a little bit of emotion, whatever, they're pissed off. What I listen to is the WFAN postgame show. And Susan will give it to you straight. She said, yeah, there's frustration. They're mad outside of this clubhouse, inside this clubhouse. Like, this team is upset. Okay, we'll get away from Yankee Stadium and take that anger out on the Red Sox. Give yourself a little space from the Red Sox. Maybe the Baltimore Orioles will continue to struggle. And Brian Cashman needs to have his magnum opus. How much have I said that? This needs to be his greatest trade deadline ever. There needs to be a hall of players, a hall of talent, without giving up your most talented prospects. I don't know how he pulls it off. 888-808-1019. And we're back. A little 50 Cent repping Queens. They're partying in Queens right now. That's a walk-off win. So, I mean, if you're not watching the game, I'll set the scene for you. Manfred's man on second, extra innings. Mets win it in 10. 3-2, and it was just dramatic. And I just feel like the baseball gods are with them right now. That's a four-game win streak. The play I was talking about before, when I was like, yo, something's going on. Oh, Ramon Laureano ran into Francisco Alvarez, gave him a shoulder, gave him a bump, spun him around. Kind of symbolic now, because Ramon Laureano technically just lost the game for him. He was there. He ran to make the play. He was there and overran it. So ball gets hit to right field. It's Ramon Laureano's play to make. And he can't get there. Well, he gets there and he can't get the ball. That just the way that game just ended, right? I can imagine how much energy and how much of a celebration was spent, you know, last night in Yankee Stadium, putting 12 up on the Yankees. It's tough to come right back and, you know, find a way to win. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't believe in the Mets, I don't know what you need to see. They're gritty. They're tough. They fight. They just find a way to win right now. And the way that game ended was symbolic. Jeff McNeil, again, you want to get rid of Jeff McNeil, right? You want to trade Jeff McNeil for Gleyber Torres. Jeff McNeil sucks. Well, the same way I was talking about, I got a lot of respect for Daniel Jones. I've got a lot of respect for Jeff McNeil. He got benched. He put in the work. He watched the guy come in and play his position, become a pop star, superstar, fan base, embrace him. Oh, my God, get rid of Jeff McNeil. There it is. They're playing it right now in the clubhouse. That fly ball that Jeff McNeil hits to right field scores Jose Iglesias, and the Mets win. I just feel like that was a symbolic win. The bump of Francisco Alvarez by Ramon Laureano, and then, you know, not a benches clearing thing, but Mendoza going out there, guys going, hey, trying to stop a potential fight. And then they get the outs they need. Phil Maton, what's up? Can we talk about the Mets bullpen? I've been saying this for weeks, but I know you don't want to hear it from me. The Mets bullpen isn't the problem that it was before. They have a circle of trust. Like, Jose Buto goes out there, gives you three shutout innings, strikes out four guys. Edwin Diaz comes in and does his job. Phil Maton comes in and does his job. And you know what? Ramon Laureano couldn't do his job. That's game. Mets win. And it's a party as you're trying to take at least two more games out of three from the Braves. And as I'm trying to refresh these standings, I just know, because they won that last game in Miami. They won these last two in the Bronx, and they just won this first one. That's another winning streak for the Make It Happen Mets. That's W4. They're 54-48. They're 10 games out of first place. They're in the wild card, only a half game back in the wild card. What else do you need? You need the other shoe to drop. I know there's still probably 30% of Mets fans that are going to call the station in this last 2 hours and be like, nope, not good enough. There was a lot of guys swinging and missing tonight, Keith. And when you look at some of these at-bats, I mean, I know Iglesias is great with the song and all, but, I mean, he was 0-for. He struck out in the ninth inning. And what happened to Mark Vientos tonight, Keith? Is Mark Vientos reverting back to 2023 Vientos? He had three strikeouts. And yeah, all right, just when we think Pete Alonso has come along, what did Pete do tonight? J.D. Martinez, is his foot still hurting from the different cleats he wore? Three strikeouts tonight for him. You know what? You tip your cap to a guy like Chris Sale. Still doing it. But ultimately, the Mets win. They find a way to win. In the ninth inning, Jeff McNeil, the flying squirrel. What a week for Jeff McNeil highlights. What a week for Jeff McNeil coming back from the All-Star break and getting to be the guy. As you watch these Mets highlights, Jeff McNeil just keeps popping up. 888-808-1019. I've got 2 hours left. We're going to take these calls from the rest of the Yankee fans. Incoming. Here come the Mets fans to talk about the walk-off win. When was the last Mets walk-off win? I don't know, probably J.D. Martinez homer. Listen, we've got some football to do still. I do want to talk about the Jets training camp. If you can go, go. I do want to talk about the Giants training camp. It's not going to move the needle as much as what to do to fix the Yankees and believing in these Mets, but we'll get there. 2 hours left in my show, 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be back after this quick timeout.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or track pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.